This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. Hope everyone had a easy tainus this week. Parshas V'aschanan. It's Kabbalah Satorah again. So we sort of begin a new chelak of Masechta Yevamos. We're talking about the mitzvah of Puravu. The Mishnah said one cannot be mevatel from Puravu unless they have children. Beis Shammai says two boys. Beis Hillel says a boy and a girl. So the Gemara wanted to know what's the reason of Beis Shammai. Let's start again from two lines from the bottom. My tamei od Beis Shammai yom shnei zecharim. Beis Shammai says two boys. My tamei od Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? Yalfino mi Moshe. He learns that from Moshe. The chesed v'nei Moshe gershem Eliezer. Moshe had gershem and Eliezer, and then he was parish min ha'isha. Ubeis Hillel yalfino mi briyasei shalaylam. Beis Hillel learns it out from the creation of the world. Beis Hillel learns it from the creation of the world. Namely, God created the world, male and female. Ubeis Shammai lofi mi briyasei shalaylam. Why doesn't Beis Shammai learn out from the creation of the world? Ain't done an Evshar Mishayevshar. Of course Hashem created the world, boy and girl. Because what's the alternative? Two boys would not have produced that many generations after them. Oh, Beis Hillel, Nami Lel Filmi Moshe. Why doesn't Beis Hillel learn from Moshe? After all, Moshe is a good precedent. Moshe was a good Jew. He had two boys and he was Pirish. Amar Lecha, Moshe Midaite Huda Avad. Beis Hillel would say, Moshe didn't do it because he was Mekayim, the mitzvah Puravu. Moshe did it on his own accord. He did it for a reason. He had a cheshbon. Namely, he did it because Hashem would speak to him at any time and he had to be prepared at any moment. However, anybody else who doesn't have that cheshbon has to have a boy and a girl. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, and this Braisa appears in Masechta Shabbos, Pei Zayin as well. Three things Moshe did on his own, and Hashem agreed with him. Number one, Pirish min ha'isha, he separated from his wife. V'shiber ha'luchais, and he broke the luchais. V'hoisif yom echad, and he delayed the giving of the Torah by one day. He added one day of preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. Now it's interesting, because the Gemara is about to say that Moshe darshan the Kav HaChomer to separate from his wife. So why did the Gemara say that he did it on his own? That's not called doing on his own. A Kav HaChomer is a biblical method of exegesis. So why is it called Moshe did it midaiti? Let's see what the Kav HaChomer is. Piresh min ha'isha, he separated from his wife. Mai darash. Amar, he said as follows. Uma Yisrael shalai dibra imahem shechina ela lefisha. If Klal Yisrael, that the Shechina only spoke with them temporarily, the Kavalahem Zman, and Hashem told them when. In other words, if Klal Yisrael, who the Shechina did not speak with on a permanent basis, on a regular basis, only on an itinerant basis, and Hashem said, when? Amra Torah Tikshu Elisha, do not come close to a woman. Ani I, Shemiyucha Ladibor, B'chol Shavasha. I need to be designated to speak for Hashem to speak to me at any moment. V'loi Kavalizman, and Hashem did not set a time for me. Alachas Kama V'kama, all the more so. All the more so. I have to be available to Hashem. V'hiskima daita l'das ha-makoim, and Hashem consented with Moshe's approach. Shenemar, as it says after Kabbalah HaTorah, Leich emar lahem shuvu lachem l'oya lechem. Hashem said, go, say to them, return to the tent. The Klal Yisrael were allowed to go back to their wives after Kabbalah HaTorah. Their tent refers to their wife. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yata, and you, poi, amoidi madi, you stand with me. This is this week's parsha. Lechem ar lahem shuvalachem la'ya lechem v'yata pa'ya mayri madi va'adabira elecha. So you go tell the Jews go back to their tent and you stay with me. So the top left hand Tosis wants to know, it's a kavachoymer, so why are we saying Moshe did it on his own? So Tosis says it's not the greatest kavachoymer, because Klal Yisrael separating from their wife did not interfere with their ability to fulfill Pruravu. But Moshe Rabbeinu's permanent separation from his wife would have interfered with his ability to fulfill Pruravu. Inami, maybe only Klal Yisrael had to separate because of Aseres HaDibrois. Which is interesting, that it seems, even though we're careful not to stand up specifically for Aseres HaDibrois, but it seems like it does have a certain adifos, otherwise what's the percha? Okay, so that's the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own, and therefore Bishol says you can't learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe had a particular cheshbin why he separated from his wife. Shiber as haluchos, he broke the luchos, my darash, what's Moshe's drasha? Amar, he also made a kavachim. Uma, Pesach. If the carbon Pesach, which is only one out of the 613 mitzvahs, Amra Torah, the Torah says, "Kol ben nechar lo yoichaboy, any foreigner cannot eat it." If the carbon Pesach, a oyved avodah zara cannot partake of it, haTorah kula, when it comes to the entirety of the Torah, v'yisrael mumarim. And Klal Yisrael were like a mumer because they worshipped the Egel, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so. In other words, if an oyved avodah zara can't partake of the Karm Pesach, certainly it should not be able to partake of the whole Torah. And therefore Moshe had to break the Torah. V'eskima daita ledas hamakim d'chsiv, asher shibarta, that you broke it. V'amar Reish Lakish, amar le'a kodesh baruch lo Moshe, Reish Lakish explains, then Hashem told Moshe, Yasher koichacha sheshibarta. Asher koichacha means, I'm giving you a shkoyach for breaking it. Now where do we learn it from? The word asher? What do you mean asher? It's not like asher is like the most rare word in the Torah that you could darshan it. Yasher koichacha. Anyway, one of the sources how we know that Hashem was telling Moshe you did the right thing is the fact that Hashem told Moshe to put the broken pieces of the luchais in the arayin. So that means Hashem approved of having the luchais broken. I have a question I never saw anywhere, and that is, what kind of kavachomer is this? Ma korban pesach and oved avodah zarah can't partake, so the Torah and oved avodah zarah can't partake? Fine. So Moshe shouldn't have given the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Where did he get breaking it? You don't break the Karban Pesach if an Oyved Avodah Zara was a Nimna on a Karban Pesach, you don't take it and break it. So how do you learn out that if an Oyved Avodah Zara can't eat from the Karban Pesach, then he certainly can't partake of the Torah? Good, but what did the Torah do wrong that you need to break the Torah? No idea. Where
the Luchos Rishonis didn't have, you weren't allowed to. It's only the
Luchas Shnius. You mean there was no even Kavachomer in the world of Luchas Rishonis?
Right, that was the Varden on Shavuos this year.
Yeah, you're not supposed to remember that when we're learning about this.
So in order for the Kavachomer to have been Chal, he had to break the Luchas.
In order, but right now, how does he dash in the Kal V'chomer in order to break them? But that might answer another question. In other words, that might answer Toz's question. Toz's question is, what do you mean Kal V'chomer? So it's not midaite. No, in before Lucha Shniyos, Kal V'chomer was midaite. No, maybe that would be an interesting answer to Toz's question. Toz's kasha is, why are we calling it that Moshe did it on his own? A Kal V'chomer is biblical exegesis. No, it's not before the second luchais. No, you're raising a good point. Okay. Hoysef Yoimecha Midaita. Moshe Rabbeinu added on another day in preparation for the Torah. Mai Darash. What did Moshe darshan? Dachsev Hashem told Moshe, tell the people, V'kidashtem Hayom U'machar. Sanctify yourselves today and tomorrow. Literally, Klal Yisrael had to separate from a wife today and the next day. Why? Because in case they had, they separate today, and then 2 days. So Moshe said as follows. The day is compared to tomorrow. Hayom kamachar. There's a comparison between today and tomorrow. Ma machar laila ima. Just like tomorrow, it's a 24-hour period with the night before. Av hayom. Then the day of hayom should be laila ima. And today, already the night passed. The laila no nafakle. And the night of now already passed. Shema minos. So from here we learn shrei yoimi levar. 2 days besides now. Vehiskima daitoi ledas hamakoim. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu made like a gzeirah shava. We're comparing hayom to machar. Just like machar is a 24-hour period, hayom should be a 24-hour. But what do you mean? On the day Hashem spoke to Moshe, the night already passed, so it must be that day didn't count. It's tomorrow and the day after. So instead of the Torah being given on the 50th day, it was given on the 51st day. It was pushed off. Instead of it being given on Vav Sivan, it was given on Zayin Sivan. And how do we know? V'skimoi daita ledas ha-mokoyim. Doloi shar yer shechina ad shabbata. The shechina did not come down until Shabbos. Tosfos says this is not a full-fledged drasha because Hayom is mashma today. Anyway, Tanya, v'mnasin oimer, nu sugya. Until now, Beis Shammai is of the opinion you have to have two girls, a Beis Hillel, one boy and one girl. We mentioned that the Yushalmi holds that according to Beis Hillel, either two boys or one girl or one boy. Either two boys or one boy and one girl, according to Beis Hillel. Tanya, Rav Nosson Omer, Beis Shammai Omer, Shnei Zachar Meshtei Nekevas. You have their four kids, two boys and two girls. Beis Hillel Omer, Zachar Nekeva. Amar Rav Huna said, my time of the Rav Nosson. What's the reason of Rav Nosson? I'll leave it to Beis Shammai. Dechsev, vatoisif laledes es achiv es havel. She continued to give birth to his brother, to Hevel. Es is the rabbis. Hevel va'achoisoi, Kayin va'achoisoi. Hevel and a sister, Kayin and a sister. And after she had four kids, Hevel and a twin sister, Kayin and a twin sister, Hevel was killed. And she said, oh, Baruch Hashem, ki shasli elikim zara acher tachas Hevel ki argoi koyin. God gave me another child, Shase, instead of Hevel because Kayin killed. So it sounds like Chava was pleased that she was able to make up one of her four children. So from here, we learn out you should have four children. I would ask the following question. Also, I didn't see. This is totally against Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says, "Vatozeladas es achiv es havel," that Hevel had two twin sisters, and Kayin had one. She gave birth es Kayin, es achiv. So that means you have to have five children, two boys and three girls. Why doesn't anybody say that? What happened to the first S? What happened to the S of Kayin? That's a good question. No, I'm also allowed to ask questions, no? I'll take that as a no. The Marsha seems to be barking up that tree. Okay. Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say? I do Yehuda Kamaidis. You're not required to have four children. But Chava was merely displaying gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave her a child to make up for Hevel. Tanya Idach, here's another version. Rav Nasan Oimer, Beishami Yom Zach Nekeva, Beisholim Oy Zachar Oy Nekeva. There's a version that Beisholol holds, either a boy or a girl. Amar Rava, my time with Rav Nasan, Aliva de Beisholol. What would Rav Nasan Svara and Beisholol be? Shenemar, Lo Yisoyu Bara. The Navi says Hashem didn't create the world to be empty. L'shevet Sitzara, He created it to be habitated. V'ha Avad L'shevet, and You created habitation. The purpose of Puruvu is to bring habitators into the world. And You did that. You brought a resident into the world, be it a girl, be it a boy. Nu Sugya, Geshmak Sugya. Rabbi Yochanan Itmar, Hayulai Banim Biyaisai Oved Koy Chavim Vinisgayer. If someone had children when they were a goy and they converted, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kiyem Puri of Arivia. Rabbi Yochanan says, You're Mekayem Puri of Arivia. Someone had children when they were a guy, and then the person converted. Rabbi Yochanan says you're Mekayim in the midst of Puruvu. Now there's a major machlokes rishonim here. The Rambam holds you're only Mekayim Puruvu if the kids then convert. Tosfos holds no, even if the kids don't convert, you're still Mekayim Puruvu. Now, why would Rabbi Yochanan say Mekayim Puri Varivya? As Tosfos asks, the children are not related to you. You could marry your daughter Midoraisa because Gershon Iskar Kekatan Shinola Dami. So Tosfos says, even though we do hold Gershon Iskar Kekatan Shinola Dami, it's Mistabra to Rabbi Yochanan that since as Goyim, you're Mekayim and Mitzvah because the children are connected and attributed to you. So you're Pater once you're Megayer. Reish Lakish Amar Loi Kiyim Peri V'Rivya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyim Peri V'Rivya Dahavile. Rabbi Yochanan says you're Kiyim Peri V'Rivya because you have children. Reish Lakish Amar Loi Kiyim Peri V'Rivya. Gershon is Gayer Kekaten Shinola Dami. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not Kiyim because the children are not related to you because Gershon is Gayer Kekaten Shinola Dami. Comes Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Golian Ashas and he says, Ayin Beturei Evan. And that in Rosh Hashanah Dav Chavchas. I believe the Turei Evan asked the following question. Namely, the Gemara over there says, if you have a guy who sometimes he's a Meshugana and sometimes he's normal, yeah, like most people. Itim Cholim, Itim Shaita. Sometimes he's normal, sometimes he's crazy, sometimes he snaps out of it. If he ate matzah when he was crazy, and he snapped out of it, he has to eat matzah again. His stomach is filled as a normal person, very good, but he did the maisa mitzvah when he was crazy, and as a shoytu, his potter. Frekt, the Shagas Aryeh, the same way if somebody eats matzah when they're a shoytu, it doesn't matter if later they snap out of it. So too, if someone has chosen when they're a goy, they did the Maisa Mitzvah when they were a guy. Very nice, now they're a Jew. How could Rabbi Yochanan say you're Mekayim in the Mitzvah of Puruvu? I guess we'll do this in the Eon Sugya. It's a Sugya we've spoken out many times over the year. When we learned Chagiga, we spoke it out. Stamazoi, Parshas Noach, we've spoken it out. The Minchas Chinuch answers the Shagas Aryeh's question. And there's a tshuva for a Maisha. Fine. So you have Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. By the way, when we learned Daf Mem Ches, we brought in this Gemara. because the Gemara over there wanted to know why Gerim are punished b'zman hazeh. The Gemara gave says because they're not mekayim the Sheva Mitzvahs, and the Gemara said, what do you mean Gershon this guy could cut in Shnei Adami? So we brought the following svara from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're mekayim puravu, the children are not connected to you. But the din of Gershon has got katan shenal adami is only if there's a drastic difference in that area between a Gentile and a Jew. And Gentiles, although they may not have puravu proper, they definitely have the mitzvah of l'shevas yitzara. And therefore that means they have some connection to the concept of procreation. So when they become Jewish regarding procreation, they're not an entirely new entity. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan says, you're mekayim in the mitzvah. Fine. And then the Gemara brings in a very similar machlekes. Va'azdu l'tamayo Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakesh go according to their respective reasons. Did Mar we learned, Hayu loy banim b'yoysei oived k'chavim v'neskayer, if someone had children when they were a goy and they converted, now they have another child. Is that child a bechar? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein loy bechar l'nachala. There's no bechar. Da'havale reishasanya. You already had your first strength. You already had this child that you have as a Jew is not reishasanya. You already had reishasanya. V'reish lakish Amar, Yesh loy bechar l'nachala. There is bechar l'nachala. Because the first child doesn't count. Gershon eskayer k'katan shenoy l'adami. So basically, we have two machlekes and that seem to be identical. Machlekes number one is whether children you have as a goy count for you when you become a Jew. And question number two is whether a child you had as a goy stops the child you have when you're a Jew from being considered the bechar. And the Gemara says, Utsrichi, we need both of these machlekes in. Di'i ashmina bahi kamaisa. If it just would have taught the first machlokes, you could have said, you know why Rabbi Yochanan says you're mekayim puravu? Mishum dvei kara nami bnei piriyah v'rivyaninu. Because originally, they were considered chayiv in puravu. Avla inyan nachala, but regarding inheritance, delav bnei nachala ninu, that goyim are not bnei nachala, Amrinan, Maidilei the Reish Lakish. I might say he's Maidit to Reish Lakish. That Goyim are not connected, are not, Nachla is not applicable by them, and therefore he would agree to Reish Lakish that the first child doesn't count, and there's a Bechar. Now both of these points need analysis. What do you mean Goyim originally were Chayiv in Puravu? What does it mean originally they were Chayiv in Puravu? Are Goyim Chayiv in Puravu? Yes or no? Do Goyim have to have children? The Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say that any mitzvah said to Adam and then repeated to Klal Yisrael at Sinai applies only to Jews and not to Goyim. Amazingly, the Shiltus of Rabbi Chai Goyim Paskins, Goyim have a mitzvah puravu. The problem is the Gemara in Sanhedrin says explicitly, like I just said, that since it was repeated on Sinai, it does not apply to Goyim. However, the Netziv says that our Gemara seems to say, Beferish, that Goyim have a mitzvah puravu. So Tosis wiggles out of it. Tosis says from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's mashma Goyim are not chayvim puravu. Our Gemara just means that their children are ascribed to the parent, even though they're not b'nei puravu. So, when we say they're me'ikara nami b'nei puravu rivya, by the way, that might also mean, before God gave the Torah on Sinai, Goyim were commanded puravu, and then Hashem took it away from them. So they have some shaykhs to it. But what does it mean they don't have nachala? The Gemara in Kedushin says explicitly, Goyim have nachala. We learn that from Loit. Ki ar nasati levnei Loit ar Yerusha. So Tosis drays out of that one by saying they're not b'nei nachala of bechor. There's no concept of bechor by goyim, but oyve kachom yorish esav devar toros gemara kedushin yedzayin. Then the Gemara says, V'yin mar b'ha, if we would just say the second machlokes, b'ha kama Reish Lakish. Only in the second machlokes, by b'char, Reish Lakish says that Gershon is gar kakot and shenol adami, because goyim have no shaches tanachla avobahi. But regarding the mitzvah peravu, ema moedel le Rabbi Yochanan, I would say Reish Lakish is moedel to Rabbi Yochanan tzrichi. Therefore, I need both of these machlokesin. Eisei, Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish the following question. It says, "Bo Eisa, he at that time shalach beradach beladin ben beladin melech bavel beradach beladin the son of beladin." The king of Babel sent. So we see Goyim are connected to their father. And we don't say they're not related. Amale. So Rabbi Yochanan is proving that Goyim are B'nai Puri Verivya. Otherwise, why are we attributing the son to the father? Now this is Mamash Apela. Because throughout Tanakh it says Bilam ben Ba'ar, Lavan ben Besuel. What's special about this? Archoner said, brings the Maisa, Navi, that Baladin had a facial disfiguration and he had to step down from the throne and Beradach took his place. But in order to show covet to the father, he called himself by his father's name, Beradach Baladin. But why is the Navi continuing to use that name to identify Beradach as Beradach Baladin? Must be to indicate a child by Goyim is Miyuchas after the father. All the other Rayas in Tanakh are not a Raya because it doesn't mean halachically it's Ben. It just could be an identifying mark. You know, which guy is this? Which Lavan? It's Lavan Ben Besuel. Anyway, the Gemara says, B'yoysan oivdei kacham islei chayas. While they're Goyim, they have some attribution, Nizgayru Lesul Chayas, Reish Lakish would say, once they convert, they're not related. Amar Rav, Rav said, Hakol Moidin Be'eved She'en Lechayas. Rav said, everyone is Moideh by an Eved. That even Reish Lakish who says, even Rabbi Yochanan who says, that a goy is attributed to his father, but the son of an eved is not attributed to the father. Hakol moedim be'eved she'en lechayis. Why? Tachsiv, Avraham told Yishmael, shivu lachem poyim achamar, stay here with the donkey. Basically, he said, stay here with the donkey. He's calling Eliezer, basically, a donkey. Am adoy melchamar. It's like a nation comparable to donkeys. And there's no chios. There's no attribution to a father. Ay, mesve, it says, ulatziva, the ever tziva, the ever of Mephibosheth. Chamish asar banav esrim avodim had 15 boys and 20 slaves. So tziva had 15 boys. So why are they called banim? They're not banim. A chamor doesn't have a ben. Amar v'achra Yaakov, kipar ben bakar. When you say a bull, the son of a cow, it doesn't mean he's the son of a cow. It's a figure of speech, I guess. So too, ben eved. Ay, ihachi hasam nami. Then, why don't we say the same thing by Beradach Baladan ben Baladan, like Par ben Bakar? Says Gemara, no, there it says name. By a name you can't say Par ben Bakar. Here it just calls them Bonim. Hasam diachsin b'shmayu. V'shmadavayin v'hachalayim v'farash. Here it doesn't say the name, it just says Ben, so you could say Kepar ben Bakar. Or, over there, we have more than just instances where it's a son, the son of a father, but we have three generations. In other places, it's miyachis, goyim, ba'avuain, by the father of Avu, davun, and a grandfather, va'ishachim, ha'melch asa, el ben, hadad, ben, tavrimain, ben, chizayin, melch haram, hayoshu, b'damesek, leimar. So, if it's just three generations, you can't say it's like kapar ben bakar. Fine. Another gavaldiga kasha, another gavaldiga sugya. Itmar hayulay banim umesu. Someone had children chas v'sham and they died. Rav Huna amar kayim peri v'rivia. Rav Huna says you get the mitzvah. Rav Yochan amar loikim. Rav Yochan says you don't get the mitzvah. Yeah, lemaisa we learned in brachas. Rav Yochanan had 10 children that died. He also had a daughter that died. Rav Yochanan says you don't get the mitzvah. Rav Huna says you get the mitzvah. Rav Huna amar kiyem. Rav Huna says you get the mitzvah. Mishum d'Ravasi, because of the teaching of Ravasi. Dam Ravasi. Ravasi taught ein ben David ba at sheichul kol neshama shabagaf. The son of David won't come until all the souls in a container called guf, which is under the Shekhinah, emerge. You know when Mashiach will come? When all of those souls leave the container. So if the purpose of Puravu is not to have enduring children, it's to bring the soul down. Once you brought the soul down, you brought Mashiach ever so close. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that if a woman miscarries, that child even if it's an early miscarriage, will have Tchias HaMesim. It says, Ramosha, the Gedolei Yisrael, the Achras Hayamim, will be these children that were miscarried, who died without any sin. By Tchias HaMesim, they will be the Manhige Yisrael. Okay. Shenemar, how do I know this? Ki ruach melefanai ya'atayv. A spirit from before me will come. From here we learn that the purpose of Puravu is to bring down the soul. So you brought down the soul, even though the child didn't survive, you brought down the soul and you're mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Loikim Pervayavi. You know what the purpose of the mitzvah is? L'sheves Yitzara B'inan. It says, L'sayo bara l'sheves Yitzara. You need to inhabit the world. V'halakha, you didn't do it. The world's not inhabited. Since I'm asking questions tonight, since when are we Doirish time of the Kra? God said, have children. So, why are we expounding on the rationale behind the mitzvah? Is it to bring Mashiach closer, which is a pasuk in Navi, or is it to settle the world? I don't know. It's a gzeres hak, it's a paraduma. God said, have children. So now we want to know, if the kid dies, I don't know, do we have a right to use a svara to define the guidelines of the mitzvah?
Hashem sort of opened the door when he said, as far as the Keshua. It's like he's saying, you have children so that you can take over the world or fill the world.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we quote that pasuk? Why are we quoting a pasuk in Navi, like Sayu Baral, right? Okay, Rabbi Isai. By the way, he darshans, the spirit is delayed. The beginning of the pasuk is talking about the geula. The geula is delayed until all the neshamas come out. Okay, everyone. Good to see everyone. Okay. Shkayach. Bracha v'hatzlach, everyone. Kol tov. Okay, kol tov. Bye-bye. Welcome, everyone. Good to see you. Dr. Phil, what's going on?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.